Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
Today's daf is very, very lamish. But we left off yesterday. The Gemara said something very, very interesting. The chiddush. The Gemara said, "Let's go to Gzeira Brava." Right? The Gemara said Gzeira Brava, that technically, according to Yesh Lakish, for example, if an avodah zara creates, then it's mutter because of the Gemara before, if it can't protect itself, the court for sure can't protect others, and therefore, profound. It's not really a Vizar anymore. The Gemara said that should be what happens, but when Yisrael does it, when Yisrael breaks it, or is Nevatel it, he breaks it really, doesn't have that halacha of it breaking on its own because it's worse when Yisrael does it. Why? Because in the Gzeira, he might pick it up and be Zaychin, and Rashi says, like Hagbah's going up in Mefker, he might pick it up, be Zaychin, it becomes his, and therefore it can't become Batul. We'll learn later on that the Avodah Zara that belong to a Yisrael can't become Batul. And that's what Igmar says. The question arises is, what does it mean that the Yisrael is going to pick it up and it's going to become his and it can't become Batul? The guy owns it. The guy owns it. The best that I did is stealing. Right? The stealing. Stealing doesn't mean you own it. Maybe you're stealing it, but you're not owning it. So how do you have that halacha of an avodah zarah shel Yisrael when a Jew takes it from the guy's possession? Now, Jonathan had said yesterday something very deep, that when it comes to something belonging to Yisrael that can't become batul, maybe that doesn't have the halacha or the parameters, doesn't need the regular parameters of ownership. So let's look at the Meshulchan Aruch, and Magen Avraham says a very similar svara, and maybe we could explain it a little bit, but this is a must know. What?
Do steal an avodah zarah.
Yeah. In other words, you could split up the two dinim. Two dinim. You're a brisker, Jonathan. You always were a brisker. Natural brisker.
Property 101.
Okay, yeah, it's a very good svar. Well, let's see it a little bit. Abraham says it's very sharp. And maybe we could explain it. So let's look at the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch says, we know Gemara, really. Gemara and Rosh Hashanah. Talk of B'Shefer, shall avoid the Zara, shall Yisrael lo yamtzeh. If someone uses the shofar of an avodah zarah that belongs to Yisrael, he blows it. Lo yatzeh, you're not yoytzeh your kiyah shofar. She'ena b'teilo ilamis, v'ketuse mechtash shiurim, right? Because an avodah zarah of Yisrael can never become batel, this avodah zarah has to be destroyed, and therefore we say the halacha that its shear is cut off, cut down. The shear of a shofar is a tefas, right? And because an avodah zarah has to be destroyed, it's already like it's destroyed. The shear is considered that you've deducted from the shear. It's not enough, and therefore it's also not yotzei. Avol b'shel avodah zarah shel akum. But let's say it belongs to an akum. V'chein b'mishamshe avodah zarah shel akum. And the same thing. It's things like we said, the accoutrements of avodah zarah that belong to a non-Jew. Like yitzda, you're not allowed to be toikeya. Whatever the reason is, you are yotzei b'di'eved. This is where the Shulchan Aruch says, and that's only where the Jew doesn't have kavana to be zeichin, because now that it's eligible for bittul, it's not, so to speak, and gonna, its destiny is not to be destroyed. So the shear is not considered to be reduced, and therefore you yotzei. But if the Yisrael was zeichin it, and as we know, the Yisrael is zeichin, it can't become batul. I'm describing this to Yisrael Yotzei. The Habizlei, I'm the Zorah Shel Yisrael. Now, if you like to belong to Yisrael. Now, if you look at the Shulchan Aruch on surface level, what kind of shofar was this Jew being having intent to acquire? It belongs to the non-Jew. Right? He doesn't say anything about it being hefker or anything. So you see from the Shulchan Aruch that Yisrael could be zeiche, at least, regarding bittul, even if it belongs to a non-Jew. This is the problem.
Let's see the problem.
No. What do you mean the problem?
It's not like Robin, but Robin holds the nose and stop and he might be a dexterous scent.
It's the same problem. We have the same problem with Robin, yeah. Because Robin seems to say this as well.
What's true? What's going to
it belongs to the Jew, even if he takes it from the guy. That's Robin's
saying. He has das by the shaker, not kind of, that's the way it works. That's what he's saying.
Right. Yeah, well, there's the list. He just wants to blow it. He just wants to blow it. He doesn't want to be zel. If he wants to be zoich in it. No, not negative kabbalah. Yeah. Well, you don't have das kinyan. I don't know if it's really your thing. Okay. Okay. Let's come up. Rabbi Shai, please, just let me finish the Bogan Avraham. All of these points that everyone's making are going to come out from the words of the Magen Avraham. Just reading the Shulchan Aruch, but you're right. The Rava really has the same thing, and the Magen Avraham is going to bring Rava in two lines. So let's try to just bear with me, please. Just for me to read it. Mashma b'tor beis yosef v'rosh. This is the beis yosef, the Torah, and the Rosh, not the Magen Avraham. Sifkan Nei. Dafil hu shel akum in the scavenger, so this is by lo yotzeh. Look there. It's going to be even if it belongs to the guy. Why? Because it's an avodah zarah. That is called an avodah zarah shel Yisrael. The habas, this is important. The bach kosav the mariv avodah zarah shel hefker. The bach says no such what's the expression? Not the case. Not
by the way.
Yeah, he says it's talking about Hefker. Avlim Yeshua Bayun, but let's say there's an owner. Half a piece in his garment, this is well, like Kanish. He says, no, Vada, if it belongs to the guy, if you have Kavanah to be Zaych in it, my high, my boz Vayara, that's not going to work. The Havel Yavel Zor, so Akum, Ad Kanish Nehmer. So, in the Hanami, according to the Bach, Halacha Le Maisa, if a Jew takes the Avodah Zorah, the Shofar of an Avodah Zorah, that belongs to a non-Jew, it's going to be Yoitz, it's going to be Yoitz. You're not allowed to do it, of course. But the Yevon, you are going to be Yosef, not like the Mashmois, the simple Mashmois of the Torah, the Beis Yosef, and the Rush. The linear of the Magen Avraham, the Hakaimelon, the Yisrael, Ein the Mavata, Avodah Zarah Shel Akum, Mishum Zera, Mishum Dilma, Magbala, the Hadim Revadala, the Havali Avodah Zarah Shel Yisrael, Kedi Isa, the Avodah Zarah, Daf Mem Beis, Zera the Rava. He says, you have the Gemara over here, Zera the Rava. That Yisrael is mevatel and avodah zara of a non-Jew, even if it breaks, and you have Reish Lakish, it doesn't work as a gzeira. He might pick it up, and you can't be mevatel it. In kein buchach behedya the apol pishi yesh lo bailin mikri avodah zara shel Yisrael. It's still called an avodah zara of Yisrael, even though it has an owner. He brings places in sukkah, and he says the Magen Avraham says this is. The question is, Kivin Ha Yisrael Chayiv Achu Yusoi Mikrishu. He says, you're Chayiv and Achrayis. Why? You stole it. A Ganiv, a Gazlan, as a Chayiv Achrayis, he has to get it back to his owner. That, Zokta Mogen Avram, means it belongs to Yisrael. Since it belongs to Yisrael, there's no halacha that you could be Mevatel. Get to that in a second. The point is that really, just what you see from the Mogen Avram, is that even if it belongs to a non-Jew, for it to be called an Avodah Zarah of Yisrael, the parameters are different. It doesn't have to be yours to be Mekadosh and Isha or something like that. It doesn't have to be completely yours. Even if you have a Chiyav Achrayus, that's also yours. But the real thing I want to get to, really what I want to get to emphasize is the Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef says over here, Lashon of the Beis Yosef, U'gedoy lemizu, Kosav HaBeis Yosef, B'yoridea, Reishim and Kuf Menvov, the Yeshoimim, the Afilu, Loizachaba, even if he doesn't have any schos or acquisition, Kol Shenikra Shmoyalov Ein Labitol, anything on which his name, it's attributed to him, his name is on it, Ein Labitol, doesn't have Bitol. Cryptic statement there. Oh, then it's Ketuse Mechta Shiuru. Has halacha avodah zarah, who's the mechta shiurim. Now he, the Magen Avraham goes a couple of lines and says he doesn't really like the Beis Yosef. But what does? Let's see. The Beis Yosef on the surface is saying
Yes. And even the Magen Avraham is al derech zeh, that when it comes to the halacha of bittul, and we say that it belongs to Yisrael, the halachas are different. The halachas are different because it doesn't necessarily mean it has to belong to him. Well, maybe I could explain the way I understood this is when we talk about the halacha of bailus, you know, bailus is ownership. Usually it's connected to, we related to ownership when it comes to money. Ownership. Bailus is translated as ownership. But the truth is, we have other concepts of bailus. Bailus doesn't mean just ownership when it comes to, like mamonis, monetary things. Bailus means you have a certain, I don't know how else to say it in English, you have a certain authority or connection with something. That's also bailus. An example would be, for example, by the ability to own an Eved Kanani. Right? We say there's a sprach that we say that there's a Kenyan Isser. What is a Kenyan Isser? What does that mean? It means that there's monetary acquisitions, and then there's also Isser acquisitions. It means you have a connection or an authority over an Eved Kanani besides for monetary authority. For example, who's the one who's able to free the Eved? Get Shichur. Or he's able to give the Eved Kanani the right to marry a Shichur. That's an Isser, bailus. Right? And then you have also, for example, we say by Tmura. Who has the ability to make a Tmura? The one who sanctified the carbon, or the one who's being atoned with, the Mekat Meskaper, or the Makdish. Same thing. Not just the question of Makdish, it's the question of who's the bailum when it comes to Tmura. It's the same thing here. When it comes to Avodah Zarah, it's not a question of monetary ownership. Look, the Beis Yosef, Kol Shenikra Shmoy Olav. Now you can get into the philosophy of it. I'm not getting into that. We'll leave that to the Maharal or something. But if you look at just the plain Gedarim over here, the parameters of what we talk about when it comes to an Avodah Zarah v'Yisrael becoming Batul, what does it mean, Avodah Zarah v'Yisrael? It means anything that he is a bailum on. Not necessarily monetary bailus. That's what I'm saying.
Even if it's just in his reshus, that's what you're saying.
Yes.
As soon as the Jew picks it up, it's over. It may be owned monetarily by somebody else. If I would steal it from him, maybe I'm not even Zela. But as long as he exercises some sort of jurisdiction over it, he can no longer be mevatel it. That's what you're saying.
That's what I'm saying.
That's what you're saying. Very nice.
Yeah.
Nice. By the way, the Master Shekhar points out something very, very damning, which is that the whole Gzeira de Rava is said only according to Rish Lakish. The Gemara didn't have to say this according to Rav Yehuda.
Interesting.
So he doesn't understand what the Magen Avraham is so troubled with. The Gemara was introduced to explain why it's the Shtab Rav Balea.
Very good. If you go through the Chesh, and that's what comes out. Very good.
Yeah.
You look at Rashi. Rashi's a little puzzling, but Rashi says, like we said, the whole Dover Hefker Kedoy Metzia is Nitnis Vahagba, and Eger stels to this Magen Avraham.
Yes.
Not sure what Rashi means. The Ashalu Tshuva Sabne Beruah in the Zayin
learns
Rashi like the bottom. That Rashi means the case of the Gemara is only by Hefker. I don't know. Rashi's giving you a comparison. Hagbah is kind of b'chol makom by Hefker, meaning Hagbah gives you a relationship with the object, even if it's something that is no ownership. That's Hagbah. There's no Mashiach, there's no Mathira. I think Rashi's just using that as a, again, he's borrowing it maybe, but over here, that gives you the bailus, gives you bailus. But what type of bailus? Not monetary bailus, necessarily. The bailus of you being able to be, not being able to be, mavatalit. Similar kind of concept, nikra shmai love.
But did you have to return it?
What?
Yes.
Oh, so the Magen Avraham himself learns, he seems to be saying that you need the monetary ownership, except that the fact that I have the obligation to return it, that's also considered a monetary, again, connection with the object. Something like that. Monetary bailus. That's the Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham is not saying as much of a chiddush as we're saying, at least in the Beis Yosef. Magen Avraham is saying himself that you don't need to be able to be mekatan shenisha with it. The fact that you have to return it, that's enough to make it into you a bailus, at least to be
Or a prius. So the Magen Avraham himself is not really as much as we're saying over here, but
What? I don't think the fact that you have to return it isn't what gives you the shus. It's Abba became, even though you have to return it, you still have enough connection to it that it's called yours and you can't be bothered it.
Okay, so
it's the other way around.
Right, again, I don't understand that's what you're saying, but this is again, it's very relevant to the sugyas we had in the Machteris and Sayyid Meir. Maybe we'll discuss it a little more. If someone doesn't have a virus in something, he wouldn't have an obligation to return it because here's your object, take it. Only one for me. That's the Gemara.
It's scriptive. The guy picks it up.
Crypto. Yeah, what?
The guy who picks it up doesn't have violence.
Right.
What does he have? Whatever he has, he shows he has some sort of control over the object.
Yeah.
The fact that he has to return it demonstrates that he doesn't have violence.
That's
the
right.
The other guy has violence. It's the same point, but it's strange the opposite.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. I have to see. Some say that's why a Gazan doesn't own it, because right. I have to return it. I don't have the right to.
But there's a sheep in it.
Yeah, same thing. No, I'm agreeing with you, but it's the Gemara from the Sayyidu Meir with the Chiv of Shoyal and the Gersh and Midas. What?
The technical issue, the guy who can ownership
of the. Yeah. You have to see how it fits in with that, those Gemaras.
The last part, why did you say that to show that it can't be Mubarak, therefore?
And therefore it's belonging to non-Jew. There's no ability. Which case? When it's not?
The case.
So, if it belongs to a Jew, there's no ability for it to become Bakal. So it's, right. You know, but across the board, so it has to be destroyed.
You can't.
It means the guy is up the bath. The bath holds. You can't take it away from him, and therefore it's his, so it has a possibility of bittul. So if a Jew takes from a guy, in a way the Zara, takes it from the guy, you can be Aitza with it. But you can be Aitza with it because it doesn't have any, it has the ability, it can still become Bakal.
At the same time, when he has it, and then that's the reason,
because he becomes the owner of the Shmoya Law, that's why he becomes.
So you're saying that for sure, that has no.
No. So that's. Yeah, I hear what you're saying. It's very interesting. The din of losing at the shiur doesn't mean you don't have a shoyl. It's here.
No.
Let's say, for example, something doesn't have the halacha of a shiur. Let's say there's no halacha of a shiur. Let's say there's no halacha that you need a certain size of something. Din of losing at the shiur wouldn't apply. It's considered that the shiur. Let's say, for example, a lulav wouldn't have a shiur. It does have a shiur, but let's say it wouldn't have it. Of course you have to see your lulav. It has to be burnt and this and that. You have a lulav. But the din shear, only because there's a din shear. Only because there's a din shear. Let's say there's no din, you have to shear. Do you have a lulav?
Losing that shear means it doesn't exist.
No, it doesn't. Could two say mechta shiura?
No, we're talking about shear.
The shear is not here.
Shear is not here.
The shear is not there. Let's say, for example, there's something asur b'mashu. There's no din shear. Pashtus. You could learn that mashahu is a shear, but let's say mashahu means that in and of itself means there's no din to have a shear. Well, come as a Pesach.
That's a special shear. That's
a shear. Okay. Tanarabonim. I know what you're asking, Shulan, and I thought about it. And that's the shot. It's been definitely crossed the mind. Tanarabon, yeah?
Ezel Suris Darkin. Oh, so we said before that the form of a dragon, is usher. We found it on a plea. We'll have to see here. Like Mar said, if we find it on a plea, it's usher, yeah. Here's from Shimon Elazar. Tol Sheyeshli Tzitzin. That's only, what does it mean, the tzur of a dragon? A complete dragon. It has fins, or I don't know, fins, or it's rashi, it's or hairs. You picture a dragon, and you'll be able to figure this out. Tol Sheyeshli Tzitzin Bein Prokov, before, in between its vertebrae. It has,
scales.
They still have scales. No, but if you look at the dragons, they have, fins. Yeah, okay, I don't know. I think they translate it like that.
Fins, yeah.
Machir Abasi Bein Pirkei Tzavar has to be in the vertebra of the neck. Think of a dragon. You think of a dragon. That's how it has to be. Shimon Elazar. Amar Chana Bar Chanina Aloch Shimon Elazar. Chana says the name of the son of Chanina says Aloch Shimon Elazar. Amar Rabbi Bar Chana. Amar Rabbi Shuv Ben Levi. Even though there's no machlekes or the tosfos. Amar Rabbi Shuv Ben Levi. Pama Achas Yisa Mahalcha for Rabbi Elazar Akapa Ribi. Shimon Levi says, one time I was walking after Rabbi Elazar, Hakafer Beribi. Beribi, Rashi says, is a title of Gadol. Steer to Rashi in other places. Yeah. Rabbi Elazar Hakafer Beribi. He said he was walking, but Derek, Umas Hashem Tabas. Oh, look at that. He found the ring. Well, that's through a star. But the ring, disappointment here. He thought he found the, he struck gold. But on the ring was the form of a dragon. So now he wanted to get this ring, but so he found the guy, a little yingle.
And he didn't pick it up.
Very good. He did not pick it up, as Tosfos points out as well. The Rishonim, the Farshim. Rashi says it.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, good. Yeah, Rashi, very good. Okay, these things swim around my head, and I don't know where they come from. Okay. He didn't say to the cotton to be mevatelit. We'll see in a second why. Matzlev kacham gadol. Then he found the gadol. A guy who's a gadol.
Bartholomew
the gadol. Va'amrloi, and he said to him, "Butler, please be mevatelis for me." Like butler, no, not going to listen. Didn't listen mevatel. Satra you butler. He slapped him. Gave him a nice slap. I'm all the guy in
one.
Hatch and pardon. Frost and pardon. Frost and pardon.
What was the last time the rabbi gave his slap to the
guy? Yeah.
Must be it.
Yeah. Okay. So I'll draw you a bottle. And then he's listened to him. He said, you know what? I'll be the bottle. Because the truth is, you know, then it's still a cluster, you know. Shema minatzla. So we learned three things from here. Shema minatzla. First, you see that a goy has the ability to be mevatel, the avodah zarah that belongs not only to him, but also to his friend, because this goy who's mevatel it had no ownership, and he could be mevatel it. No, one second, very good. We'll see. It's not half good. We'll see in a second. We see also who's the ability, which guy has the ability to be mevatel. He has to know the ins and outs of avodah zarah. What is avodah zarah? It's not avodah zarah. He has to be a baki in the hilchos avodah zarah. And then one who doesn't have such knowledge can't do it, and that's why the kafin wasn't able to do it, because he didn't know, he wasn't knowledgeable yet, he didn't have his chinuch in avodah
zarah. What does he have to get
involved? You also see that a guy, he could be mevatel b'karcha, because he slapped him and he forced him to do this, and you see that that worked. What does it mean, yadeh b'tiv? I don't know. I don't know the exact dar, but it means you have to have you learn shulchan aruch, and
He has to know that there's something called avodah zarah. The cotton is right. The cotton doesn't understand that there's a concept of avodah zarah. This guy has to be disinvolved. It's not being sure. He just has to know that there's a concept of avodah zarah. Remember, also, bittul requires defacing it. So he can't just say it.
What?
He has to deface it. He can't just.
I have to say, over here, as the Ritva points out that you also had to deface it in a way, or do a mice.
Right.
Wait, one second. So let's just go through that again. So we know, Three halachas. Tzavik Hashem can do his friends. And Cotton can't do it. And it can be done by a Karka. Now you see over here, just quickly, you see, Mara does not say that the Cotton can't do it because he's not a Bardas. I think Mara could have just said, nothing, Mr. Bardas. It doesn't Bardas. Cotton, as we know, cannot to a Talisa. He doesn't have the ability to make any, affect any effects.
I think they wanted the Cotton to pick it up because if the Cotton to pick it up, one could have given it to the end. So then he waited for a
golden,
but a
golden
could
have been
then he
gave him
Makna.
Why would he be Makna? What do you mean Makna?
Once the cotton is painted, could he Makna to Rabbi Elazar HaKaplan?
What do you mean? The cotton's not Jewish.
Right. Had the cotton picked it up, he would have been cutted. Like by Lula, he can't be Makna.
But why would he want to be cut? Oh, you're saying what? A sailor from the guy?
Not today.
I don't know. I hear what you're saying. Yeah, but that's not what it says. He didn't pick it up.
They don't want him to pick it up.
No, but there's nothing to, I don't know where
he would never be able to get it. He wanted to.
I hear what you're saying, but what does it say that anywhere? It doesn't say anything. He wanted to. That was your half a meeting, you're saying.
And I haven't that. That's what I thought. He didn't want to come pick it up because then he would never then kind of.
No, but it's
saying Zariah couldn't be in the back.
Yeah, it's all to Bidlo.
It's not the Kenyan.
The Kenyan. Yeah,
but if Zariah, then it's all to the Bidlo. Which is not
the I hear,
Those are 13.
Oh, very good. So. Now that's good, maybe a good point. The question is if we should do a little bit further before we get a little hint there. Let's get to the two dots and come back to discuss this a little bit.
Yes.
Good point, David, Jonathan. Megadeth for Rav Chanina. Rav Chanina didn't like this, let's say it like that. But less later, Rav Elazar, HaKaper, Baribi, Yodit, Tanan. What about Rav Elazar? This is what you were saying before. We have a Mishnah. Hamatzel, Min Ari, Min Adoy, Min Anomer, Min Agayis, someone who finds an Aveda. It takes it from a lion, a bear, lion, bear, leopard, and then a guy is from a troop of
marauders.
Marauders. Min ha-nohar, from a river, and mizuta shel yam, or a tsunami in Hawaii. And we should listen shel nohar, and they, again, an overflow of the banks. It was taken away in a flood. But Moshe Satayu Paltai Doily finds it in a public thoroughfare, in a big part of public thoroughfare. It belongs to him. You find this Aveda, belongs to him. If they shall buy them, it's Yashimim, because the owners give up from finding it.
Finders keepers,
yeah. So here as well, the owner was Miyayish, and therefore, it doesn't, you can't bring a proof from over here that, a guy can be Mavato his friend's thing, because it's not his friends, right? Not
from his
riyaj. And Taisha says, because here we're talking about a derech, a public thoroughfare. Rashi doesn't say anything like that, but that's how Taisha's learned. Amar Abaya. Abaya answers and says, no. Nihi demino miayish. Even though, yes, the guy gave up. He gave up from looking for it. He's not going to get his little getchka back. Okay. But still, he's persevering. Meisurim in miayish. Does he give up from the fact that his little getchka will get the cover that it deserves and still not be served? Of course he doesn't give up on that. Meimar Amar, he says, if a guy finds it, he'll use it as his avodah zarah. Fine. Right? And let's say a Jew finds it. What's the Jew going to do? He is from Mashkech Law. Neither do you car and Mashkech Law.
It's business.
It's us about enough.
How many shillings?
It's us about enough. This is business.
The guy's a cop.
Right. The guy knew. Okay, knew Yidin.
I know.
Yeah.
It's the same. I'm about.
Yeah. No, I know. But he knows the Jews. So the guy doesn't give up. He's miayish. Again, here's again. You see this still. He's miayish from the moment of it. He feels I'm never going to own this again. But the Shem Avodah Zarah doesn't go away. Because he still believes that this Avodah Zarah will be served, either through a guy that finds it or through a Jew that's going to sell it to another guy, and therefore,
it wasn't the Yahish on it.
So it still has its status of an Avodah Zarah of someone else. And you see, you can be Mevatel Shechaveiro, even though again, he doesn't own it. Yeah, so that's again, you see this. This is what I wanted to really allude to before. You see a little bit of this Yisoid. Now, just going back a little bit to the Gemara before, the Kasha is, why didn't the Gemara say that a cotton can't be mavatal with mush as a plash. Any idea of tiv vavedizar? I mean, it's a cotton. It doesn't have dust. So Jonathan said, and some say this, that the sheer godless of a goy is not based off of bar mitzvah or that. It's different. Who says this?
It's a Rabbeinu Chananel in Ksuvos. By the Ger Cotton, exactly.
By the Ger Cotton,
he says it's Das. That the sheer godless is Das.
So some want to bring a Ryan from here that that's the sheer godless. The question is, you have to come on to that.
Therefore, the cotton over here, he didn't deal with the cotton.
Too young.
Too young. He's too young. But no, it's a new svar. It's not Yedei Betiv. So he doesn't have that level of das that a goy needs to devote. Therefore, he's a cotton. Now, Lanias Daiti Yaklusha, I think that this question, I don't hear the question so much. I mean, maybe it's a tarot. I don't know if I don't mean it's a tarot. Some ask it in this way. Rish Lakish said before that if an Avodah Zarah breaks on its own, it's bottle. Rish Lakish, but again, Rish Lakish. Machlokes says whether it's an umdana or not, but Rish Lakish says it's bottle even on its own. So they ask, how could a cotton be even worse? How could a cotton be worse than it become a bottle on its own? Right? That's the, nice. Okay. It could be metallic, but you hear the question. So I don't know if I have time to say what I want to say. We'll get to maybe it tomorrow. Yeah. How about that? But I think there's another mahalak here. And if you look through even the way the Chazon Ish explains it, the way I've been listening to a couple of shiurim online, the way the svara that's going back and forth, I think is really, everyone's saying it in a different way. But, I think the Teretz lies in a different way of understanding, how this works. The bittul of a goy. You saw it in the bittul of a goy. Maybe we'll come back to it later, but we have to do the doc, and maybe we'll see it tomorrow. But hold the question, if you don't mind. Some say, the Chazon Ish says, that there's maybe the pshat is that, like the Ben Chananel, that there's no din godless by a goy, 13 years, or he becomes older at an earlier time, maturity, it's all based on maturity. There is a Rabbi Chanan who says that godless is not made based off of das. A cotton has das. It's just there. It's a custom. You need the age of 13. Or Hashem Mishmishina, like the Ben Yoyna, Okay, so let's see if we could come back, hold the thought. Let's do a little more Gemara here. Tanan Hashem, learn to the mission. The most Tzuras Levanas, famous Gemara. The most Tzuras Levanas, Hayel Rav Gamliel, Bar Liasa, Betavla, Bekoisel. Rav Gamliel, he had the pictures of the forms of the moon, Levanas, in his attic on a tavla, on a board, Bekoisel, and it was hung up on the wall there. Shebehen Maris had Yoitis. He would show the regular people, right? Anyone could be an aide to testify if they saw the new moon. And that's a big deal, because based on the sighting of the moon, we're going to set the Yomim Tovim and all the calendar and everything like that. So he wanted to make sure that these aidim were, not coming or lying or anything. So he wanted to test them or make a mistake. Yeah, but Hedyotis make mistakes. They're not. He wanted to see if they were correct. So he would say, Barmelahem, he would say to them, Kazeri Isa, my Kazeri Isa. He would
show them the picture,
not really a picture, yeah. It's more of a form that he would show them.
A model.
But it's not a model, it was like engraved in a board. That's what it seems like. Yeah, an engraving. So that's, we'll see in the very good. We'll see in a few lines. No, we'll see. Well, maybe you know the Maskon of the Gemara. But that's what he had, and he would say, Kazeri Yisem, like Kazeri Yisem, and that's how he would be able to figure out if they knew what they were saying. And that was what Rabbi Gamliel did. But the Gemara Mishari is permitted to do this. There's an Isser, of course, to make a god. And there's also an Isser to do or put the forms, create the forms of the things that serve Hashem. And therefore, what are those things that are, so to speak, Mishamshim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which we're going to define now, really. At this point, we're assuming it's the sun, the moon. And therefore, how could Rabbi Gamliel do this. Abaye says, teretz number one. There can be three approaches here. Abaye says, the Torah only forbade the things that you are actually able to completely replicate them. To the time limit. Well, yasa odem bayis, if someone's not allowed to make the bayis, his house or a house, tavnis hetel, the same as the hetel, the same form as the hetel, Rashi says, ba'orkoi, ba'rachboi, ba'roimoi, can't be the same way, width and height. Right? V'shir midas tachachov, and also the amount of, doors. And you see from Rashi, by the way, what is the hetel? And what is the hetel? The hetel is its dimensions. Dimensions. That's what makes the Heichel into a Heichel, at least regarding this. It's interesting to me, though, that we don't have the Ritzvah. The Ritzvah, the type of floor, is not part of making the Tabas a Heichel. The dimensions of it. And the doors.
Don't talk about the material at all.
Or the material. Yeah. Okay, maybe you could hear the material, fine. That's a little different, but the floor, the type of floor, yeah. The Ritz was part of the Kedusha of the Heichel, so that's why I don't really know. This sort of stuck out to me. Okay. Achsadra, what about Machsadra, what's it called again? A pavilion, Tavnas Ulam, like the Ulam, which is also like an Achsadra. It didn't really have an open, I should say. It doesn't have an open, it was open. It doesn't have a door. Chatzar, Tavnas Azara, same thing, the Chatzar shouldn't be like the Tavnas of the Azara. Shulchan, Tavnas Shulchan. And the shulchan, like the shulchan, the neira, tapas, the neira. Avahu oiser shel hey, v'shel vav, v'shel ches. You're allowed to make a candelabra with 5, 6, 8, but v'shel zayim, not, like we know.
Well, yasa.
No, you can't actually. Well, yasa. Shoshamin and matas. Even if it's all other materials of metal, not just gold, which we know is what made the menorah. Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda in Rapsal Eichel Yasser. Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda said you can't even make one out of wood. Like the Beis Hashmonoim did, they made it out of wood, and this is totally whether you're dashing a klal pradu klal, or we bring it to Griba, that's the Morris, who committed Morris and Menachis. But the Hashmonoim did that because they were poor. They didn't have much means to make a gold menorah, so they made it out of wood.
They got rich
and they made it. Then they came, right? Well, Amulay, Misham Raya, that's the Chachamim, from there it's not approved. Is it approved? Shud and Shavar Zahoyu, it was made out of iron, pegs. The chayfin, the bats, and they were covered with aluminum. Heshu, tin. Heshu, they got richer. Asom shel kesef, they got put in silver. Chazuk heshu, asom shel gold. And then that's what they did. So here again, Gemara is saying Abaya, Isra, making shamboshin means those specific things in the Beis Hamikdash, which were designed to serve Rabbeinu Shlomo. And the Isra is only where you can do it in the exact dimensions of it. But when it comes to the sun and the moon, which we don't know the exact dimensions, obviously. And therefore,
these candles were shamashim for
the Rabbanu Shalom. It's based on Mikdash. That's in Shalmata. Yeah. Shalan Shalmata. So that's a bias terrorist. That's how Rabbi Gamliel was allowed to do what he did. Now, is that true? The ones that are impossible to make, dimensionally at least, you're allowed to do. Mishari, you're permitted. But Tanya, Loisasun iti, Loisasun kudmus shamsham, shamsham lefaya b'mar. You're not allowed to make those things with serve of the Rabbeinu Shloim in the heavens, which, again, we don't know the exact dimensions of the things in the heavens. So back to our question, how can Gamliel make the form of the moon? Amar Baya.
Impossible, right? Like, it's not going to be the gate. It's a mondish shayla. Even if they
looked at
it, it wouldn't even be
cracked.
It would never happen.
You don't know
what they're looking at.
You never make a sign.
No. So the point, so I say, you see, that even if it's the resemblance of it, it's forbidden.
But impossible.
To do exactly the way
it is. It's impossible to make a sign because it's so big.
Okay, but again, so that's what the Gemara is saying. No. And therefore it's also to make it even as a representation.
The little one,
representing the house. What does it mean, representation? We'll see in a second. It's a shekeh or both, but again, that's exactly what the Gemara is saying.
Planetarium, stay away from
all those. Yeah, well, at this point. No, when it says Sham Shabimaru, it doesn't mean the celestial bodies or the sun, the moon, the constellations, the stars. It's only referring to the highest HaKodesh, the heavenly angels, those things which have, again, as we know from Yecheskel, the Ma'itzi Makaba, it has the Tmus of Dalet Pon and Bahadi Adavi. That's where, when it says Bamarim, it's referring to the highest that has the four faces on it all at once.
Not the
Son of the Moon. Not the Son of the Moon. If you're saying that there's no Isser unless it has four faces, so the parts of an Adam, the face of a person, should be mutter. All of the facial forms are mutter except for a person. So it can't be, again, only the heavenly bodies that have the four faces. It's things, we see other things that are awesome. And therefore, when the Gemara said before, Marum, it has to be referring even to the sun and the moon. We're back to our question as far as why or how Rabbi Gamliel was allowed to do what he did. I'm Rabbi Huda, Rabbi Yeshua, Mepiyah, Rabbi Yeshua, Shmili. Rabbi Huda, the son of Rabbi Yeshua, said, I learned this from Rabbi Yeshua, the Shir of Rabbi Yeshua, that really Bamarim is only referring to the Chayas HaKodesh. Why is it also to do an Adam? Because that's a beferish, specific pasuk, Leisasin Iti, Leisasin Oisi, like we said yesterday. Tzelem Elokim, Adam, is a Tzelem Elokim, is an image of God, and they are unique, and therefore there's a special pasuk. But in the Chami, when it says Bamarim, it's only referring to the Chayas HaKodesh. That's mutter. And that's how Gamliel made this the move. Back to Marv Shasha Masha Mishari, but Tanya went in a brisa, Loisasin Iti, Loisasin Kidmus, Shamshan, Shamshan, Lafonai Ben Barim, Kedoi, Oifanin, Usrofin, Machayas HaKodesh, Malachi Asharis. I have no idea what the difference is between these things. Oh, the Gemara and Chagiga explains, right? The Gemara and Chagiga. Different wings on the
grain. It's not possible to really happen.
Again, it's Kidmus. Not a joke. It's not exactly the way it is, but
it's a fantasy.
Gemara says,
that's not what a Chaya looks like. How
do you know what a Chaya looks like? Gemara says, the Pesukim say, it has four wings, but enough of the Rosh Hashanah, Kiroish Hanesher.
You're making
Kidmus. Kidmus.
Silliness.
It's
a comic book.
All right.
It's
a show. It's not. No, we're still qualifying. It's only those things that serve God in the upper heavens, the upper dwelling.
Yes,
even higher. Yes, Hirashi says, E.T., which means with me. They're not in the upper dwelling of the heavens, it's rather in the lower dwelling.
So that are okay.
That's another answer as far as how Gamliel made the moon. Because that's in the mother of Tachton. Fancy Gemara, Aiter, persistent. Gemara's very persistent. We said the mother of Tachton, Mishori, and now is the rabbis, Malachi Asharis. And therefore, again, the first apostle, Tasha and Gamliel, how did he do that? No. There, the Isser to make them is where you're doing it to serve. Does he say to make them to serve, or does he say to serve them? Doesn't say to make them in order to serve.
It says to worship
them. To worship them. Okay, fine. Oh, so if we're talking about to serve them, then it's even a small little worm.
But then it says it's to make them in order to worship.
Order to worship. Yeah, that's what I thought it meant. His intent is to serve, not to do other things. You know, it's the mercy of Zeinokanami. And the same for the crook. You're right. Yeah, because he didn't do it to serve. So, Mar says if that's the case, even a shoshul cotton should be should be answer. And the Gemara says, "Enachanami." That is true. When we say the Koran Asko, at the end of the pasuk, the Tanya, Hashem Ba'aretz, Rabbi Yisyanu, and the Horois, Horim, and Gvois. It says that the Torah is answering Avodah Zarah even to include the seas, the rivers, the mountains, the hills. And the Tachas is the Rabbi Shushal Chotim, from both above the ground and from below the ground. And that's referring to a small little worm. And therefore, again, the Torah at this point, as Ramiya was allowed to make Shemun, because that's not, not La'oidim, not La'oidim. Everything more, again, still, but Tanya, that secret doesn't be short. And if you just to make it, whether it's to serve or not to serve, is it mutter? But Tanya, then a brayso, leisasim iti, leisasim bedlus shimshan shamsim lefani b'marim to goy ama l'vono v'chav nazol.
Okay, for no purpose,
just to make the form. You're not allowed to do that. And again, it represents somebody's desire, but that's not necessarily the reason why you're making it.
And why would the Quran? It doesn't have to represent somebody.
What? No, it doesn't have to. That's what I'm saying, but it could be extends from the fact that it was served. That's
why would the Reuven mutter?
Why would Reuven mutter?
Who says that's what
happened? Yeah, yeah. Say, I would say it's Exeris Hakosuf. Yeah.
That's all.
The passages of the Bible. Rashi addresses it.
And you know,
it says only in the lines. That's it.
Yeah. Sorry. That's Exeris Hakosuf. You have to say that. Yeah. Shiny Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Gamliel is different. Teretz number two. Okay, we have Abaya. Abaya wanted to say that the Chama Levana are mutter. We had problems on that. Oh, no, not a new Teretz. I'm sorry. Pashas, it's not a new Teretz. It's answering for Abaya. Shiny Rabbi Gamliel, the Achiru Masu Loi. Pashas, it's a new Teretz. It's a new Teretz. Shiny Rabbi Gamliel, the Achiru Masu Loi. So far we have Abaya, which we sort of slugged up. Even to not Loidon, says it's Osir. And the Gemara is answering now, the problem is the Gemara doesn't say the word Elam. So that's really why it's discussed. But let's assume it's a new text. You're right, it's Osir to make, even for just the purpose of making it, not necessarily to serve it, from Gamliel and a Heter, because others made it for him. A non-Jew who doesn't have that issue.
Yeah.
I have an issue of Amir La'akum. Place just deals with that.
He made it his own.
Wow. No, Achayrim.
Who said he asked him to do it?
Yeah.
Everyone walked into the store.
Right. Okay. Yeah. All right. Place just has the topic.
Yeah.
Rabbi Yehuda, the Achayrim also like. Rabbi Yehuda, Shinano. Rabbi Yehuda. Had other people make it for him, but Shmuel said to Rabbi Yehuda, "Shinan al sharp one." As we know, that was what Shmuel referred to Rabbi Yehuda. Sali any day, take away the tzura.
Pop out the eyes.
Yeah. Pop out the eyes. Take away its status of being an avodah zarah. By doing that, meaning what? It's a problem. So the Gemara says, "Chasim achaisim bole to mishum chashdon." There, it's where it's the form of it was protruding. It was three dimensionally protruding from, so there actually was an actual form, and therefore there's a problem of shad. Mishum chashdo, the tanya of the bright. So tabash, a place for both. If you have a ring, a signet ring, that's the seal on it is protruding, then also lahanicha, you're not allowed to wear it. However, you're allowed to deal with it, because what happens when you use, like a stamp? A stamp is not going to produce a protruding image. And therefore, it's going to be mutter to seal. But let's say it's an indented seal, which you dip it in wax, seal with wax.
Right.
In that case, it's going to be usher. You're not aware because it's not protruding, but it's usher lachenbo. You're not allowed to seal with it because, it creates a protruding image. And that's out of shot. Oh, we'll see in a second. Maybe tomorrow. Are you do you have shad when it comes to this? Well, Beit Nisto, the Shafi Yosef ben Ado, the Beis Hakneses of Shavi Yosef, as she explains that it was a shul. This was the Shavi Yosef shul. You had Beis Talmud. You had thank you, Hashem shul, and then you had Shafi Yosef.
Rashi says the other thing. Yeah, right. Very good.
They took the Jerusalem stone. And they actually put it in the, the Chorbashul.
Yeah,
and I go, look at that. Wonder what membership was there. okay, so, Frank Gemara, they had the Shaviyah. They put a statue there. Behind the Ayu Bey Abu Gishmova Levi Masu Gabe. I'm going to Shmon Levi Davin there. Like Hayes
Lechazdo. Tell them what?
It's a statue, I don't know.
What type of Antrata did they put?
They put George Washington.
And it was really? Is it Tzuras Adam? It would be very remarkable.
I never tell them they served as a Vigazor, but a statue. Tell them it's a statue.
Apparently the Goyim did that. It wasn't, the Jews didn't put up that statue. It was the Goyim put up that statue.
Maybe it was,
You see in the old shoe, they had like the lion.
Gargoyles.
Yeah, they have a whole thing.
Gemara says, Rabim Shiny. It's different. Really, there is Shad, but Robin, when there's a lot of people diving in there, people know not to suspect them because it wouldn't be done by many people, and therefore there's no Shad. Right, so tomorrow, lift up your question. Right, Gamliel is the Yachin. So Vaiter is the problem of Shad. Right, and tomorrow, keep it the Nasi who speaks Rabin Gabe. No, it wouldn't make sense for him to do that. People would say at least there's no Shad suspicion that he's doing it because there's many people that frequent Rabin Gabe. And therefore, he was a Nazi. And therefore, then there's no Shad. So at this point, what is the Teretz? Well, let's go through Gamliel. Gamliel was able to do it because others made it from him. And there was no Shad because Rabin.
What about Pilate? Was it Pilate?
It was a form. It was better than
it was Pilate. It was Pilate. And at this point of the Gemara, Pashtus, well, there's two ways to learn it. At this point of the Gemara, Mamash Machleit is HaPoyishim. Let's say you want to make it, but not Boilet. You want to draw the picture of a son.
Well, the kiddies make something.
Very good. Very good. We'll see that. So at this point, that's Machleit is HaPoyishim. Is it only Boilet? Is it Shrekeya? Taisha says over here, he says places, some people are machper. He says, "V'cheishu loy lachdor oisim mitzuis yesh lehem tzuas adam by lettuce." He says that you want to have a belt with a person on it. But I was thinking of Versace belt.
Yeah.
Medusa.
What about dogs?
Babishka got Medusa.
Dogs.
Could you have a Versace belt? What?
People have problems with dogs.
Yeah, some. So right. The belt's in that tzuas adam. Place it says if it's boiled, it could be a problem.
Can you have a glow?
Yeah, but, well, yeah, places at least by parts of Poland, but yeah, the globe and all these different things, sun, the moon, and also, what about, the other one I wanted to mention? Forget it, but that's what you see, places, halacha, maybe we'll try to get into the halacha lamaizer, really, because it's all totally in the shop with the tarion.
Yeah, if we have that shop, we all have a picture of Beis HaMikdash. It's not have to be boiling.
Well, the model is not its exact dimensions. It's proportionately the right dimensions, but it's not the exact dimension. It's scale, but
it's
not. It's not
even
the price to That's the only place there's a pillar. This is exactly what we're going to, maybe we'll talk about the halakha l'maisa from it.
The Rambam agrees with the Tosha.
But the Raita disagrees. It says it's all different. Let's just finish the mark. Or you can say, the answer was that, there was no shad the way Rashi learns over here, because it was taken apart, meaning he would only put it together at the time when the Eidah would come. So everyone knew he wasn't using it for Avodah Zarah, he just used it to demonstrate how to see the moon for Kiddush HaChodesh.
Viva Yisema, the Teretz that everyone knows, the Slamid Shiny, to teach, it's different. The Tanya, Le Salamid, Le Sumavasis, Avatolamid, Labin Loiris. And this is the Hesper for Parsha sheets. If you hold as an Isser, to draw pictures, but not everyone holds of, but let's say you do hold as an Isser, how do you make Parsha sheets? It's Le Slamid to teach the Yingaluk. And the fathers, by the way, to teach them also about the parsha.
This is
I don't know anything about the parsha. In Shana Mikra, I learned from the parshis of my kids. That's how I learned about the parsha. Okay. That's love and love. Okay. Let's do a little bit. Let's get to the Mishnah. Rav Shmuel Aimer is, like, in the Mishnah, Rav Shmuel had qualified when there's an Isser to have Kalim which has a Tzura on it. And he had said it depends. Are they respectable or are they? Well, Mar's not going to say that, but respectable or see antonym respectable, disrespectable,
not
disrespectable.
Doesn't really mean that you're disgusting. It just means not kosher.
Ezer Muchubadim, which ones are respectable? The Ezer Muchubadim, which ones are not kosher? Amar Rav. Rav says. It's not a different type of kli. It's where the tsura is put. When you have a kli that is used for liquid, the part of it that's above the water, meaning you don't put the water up to that point, Rashi says, you put it on the handles of the kli. Okay? That, the rim? It's referring to the rim, right? The rim. No, not that's the oizen, right? The oizen on the handles. No, the oigen, the rim. Shkoyach, who gets one? I'm happy you're awake. Shkoyach. Mechubadin, that's where it is. Mechubadin, Tlamadin, Mubuzin, Lamatim, and Amayin. Okay.
So in the middle of the book, I mean, it's so interesting.
That's okay, yeah. It's Mubuzin. Use the cleat to drink from if it's on
the oizen. The inside? Anyone's drowned it?
I don't know. On the outside.
Why is that Mubuzin?
Because that's where the water stands. It's like it's being used for the water. Anyway, Rashi says the v'shulayim u'v'tfanas. Okay. U'shmul amar eilu ve'eilu mevuzenayim. No, they're both mevuzen. El eilu mechubadim. What does it mean mechubadim? Shall it mean if it's a pitcher that's used for liquid, that's mevuzen. What's mechubad? Shall shirin al nizamim shirin what earrings? Al nizamim nose rings, al tabois and rings. And the kli that you would heat up water in.
Samovar.
The samovar. The shala sadina, and then the ones on the
sheets.
The what? Sheets. And then the one on the handkerchiefs. Can we pass like Rav Shimon Gamliel? Yeah, I think we do. And there would also be a hat to put parsha sheets. You can put the tzura. Well, again, oh, it's totally the parts of bottom. Again, that's the whole studio over here. I think we should stop.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.